This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue with this Wake Up Call. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. Eric at Home joins us from Yahoo Sports to talk about the NFL. What's up, my friend?
Not too much, man. Savoring a pretty good Sunday, I'd say.
The difference Von Miller made is for the Buffalo Bills yesterday. How much of an impact did you see that he made?
Yeah, he was hired to be the 13-second eraser, essentially. You know, I mean, obviously he's going to do more than that. We saw his instant impact in week one. You know, he took over that Rams game, and, you know, we've seen it since then in other games. But, you know, really, you could argue that they signed him for moments just like Sunday. And, you know, that's not to take anything away from anybody else on that Buffalo defense, which has played great this year. I mean, it's really been, you know, I mean, one of the maybe the surprisingly good groups, especially with some injuries and stuff. They've held up very nicely. But, yeah, I mean, he's the ultimate difference maker. And there was a stretch in that game when the Buffalo pass rush just wasn't there. And it was almost like you could hear Von saying to himself while watching the game, we're sitting all watching him and saying, he's going to do something at some point. Sure enough, that those last couple series, you know, his pressure led to the interception and really made a massive difference in that game.
I'm willing to admit a faux pas. I'm so used to you with one entity. You're with NFL.com now. Congratulations, by the way, on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's been great so far. It's terrific, yeah.
Absolutely. So you can find him at NFL.com. My fault at the beginning. I'm just so used to you. You come on so much, and I rolled in the wrong direction. So
I didn't even notice you said it. Yeah, you're not the first person, believe it or not. Maybe it's the fact that I'm only about halfway through my second cup of coffee. I didn't even realize that. I'm so numb to it at this point.
Yeah, we're just talking about this with, like, Guardians and Indians and Redskins and Commanders. Sometimes
right.
It just rolls off in one direction. So, again, Congratulations. NFL.com is where you'll find Eric at home as we talk some NFL with him. So the other thing I wanted to get asked you was I was talking about this last week. I said, look, there are two of these big games and it's regular season. There's a lot of football left. And in the end, could the Chiefs-Bills game determine home field advantage? Yes, maybe not, though. You never know. But with the Eagles-Cowboys, there might be a little more with the winner of that game. And it was the Eagles. And exactly what do you think of where the Eagles are right now after 6 weeks?
Yeah, just to, you know, back up your first point, I mean, Buffalo beat Kansas City in Kansas City last year, right?
Right.
Still had to go back there. So we all, in the back of our minds, we always know that, yeah, that first meeting, especially, you know, if you can beat a team that you know, you feel like is in your way, if you will, or the team that you have to surpass in order to get atop the division. But, yeah, I mean, It was a good test for Philly, right? They came out strong, looked absolutely terrific in the first half. Harassed Cooper Rush, and obviously it'll be different at some point once Dak is back in there, but still. And, you know, they let him back in the game. There was a huge momentum turn, and they clamped down at the end. And, you know, it was similar in sort of the way it rolled out to the week before against the Cardinals, a lesser team, you would say, I think. So you do have to kind of prepare yourself for the fact that, hey, you'd love to see the Eagles kind of put the foot on teams' necks a little bit, a little harder, right, and learn that kind of killer instinct. But they found it at the end, and that's what's important. And, you know, the run game's really been efficient. You know, they used their wide receivers very well. I thought it was a really nice offensive game plan overall. You know, after Hurts kind of struggled a little bit in the third quarter, they got him back going again. He made enough plays. And the defense, you know, did what it had to do, especially at the end. First half, great. Third quarter, you could see some improvement there. But this is a big one for the Eagles, because I think people were still kind of saying, you know, yeah, great start, but how legitimate are they? How many are they built to last? And I think we have a better idea that they might be now.
We have a shiny new toy, and people love shiny new toys. Bailey Zappe is one. What do you make of his performance? And again, I know people love the new thing that's winning and looking good winning, but what exactly do we have with Bailey Zappe in New England?
My suspicion, this is not to like throw cold water. I think he's Mac Jones' future backup. I think he's a very good, you know, high-end backup prospect. Now, I mean, does Bill quietly love the fact that his, you know, fourth-round pick is sort of outplaying him, even if the competition wasn't quite the same, but, you know, outplaying what we saw from Mac prior to his injury? I think he loves it. I think because he knows Mac Jones is a super competitor, that he would never have gotten to where he got without having to go through the meat grinder in Alabama, you know, Tuscaloosa, having to, you know, go up against Jalen Hurts his first year and go up against Tua Tagovailoa and, you know, compete with those guys. I don't think that's new to Jones. And obviously he looked like he was maybe 50-50 to play on Sunday. They play the safe route. They go Zappy. And when the Browns took the Patriots run game early, it was clear they hit Zappy had to make throws. This was going to be a, you know, an intermediate pass game kind of a outing for him. And he delivered. So I think it's terrific that he's played as well as he has. I mean, I don't think anyone expected to see him this season, right? Given what Mac had shown last year, it was going to be like a redshirt year. But even though I think Belichick kind of held back yesterday in terms of heaping too much praise on the rookie, because he knows in doing so, he kind of cranks it up a little too much. You know, this is, I think he really wants Mac Jones to be his starter. And I think it's a good thing that Zappi's played well. But at the same time, I think he also wants to sort of come up short of putting so much outward pressure on Jones to be great when he comes back. But, yeah, it's certainly been a surprise, no question.
The Giants are now 5-1. Again, 6 weeks in of a 17-game season. But have the Giants sort of crossed the Rubicon now where it's like, all right, you know what? No more of this. We'll see how things are going year one. You're now 5-1. You're one of the better teams in the league. Is that too early, or have they crossed over now?
Yeah, we still there's still some stuff that needs to be figured out, right? I mean, who is their go-to receiver? And, you know, I mean, are they going to have to survive on these kinds of, you know, I mean, the two late turnovers really changed the game. Obviously, they easily could have lost that one on Sunday had the Ravens executed a little bit better, the penalty, then the interception, you know, the bad snap interception, and then the fumble as well. I mean, boy, that was just a kind of a wild turn of events there at the end of the game. So, you know, while giving them all the credit in the world, and I wrote last night, I thought Brian Daboll, what he's done with this team, a quarterback who, you know, had his fifth-year option picked up, you know, an injury-prone running back in his possible final season in New York, an offensive line that's still working its way, you know, the receiver situation. They've made it work, and they've been able to come back in games and, you know, play great situational football in close outings. So all credit to the Giants. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau came up big at the end. That's the kind of performance he needed. But, you know, we've seen 5-1 teams end up 8-8, right? Yep, look what happened to the Cardinals last year, 7-1, 2, you know? So I love what I'm seeing. I just don't know that I'm ready to anoint them a serious contender at this point.
What is the, outside of Devontae Adams, which seems to be the big answer, what else is going on in Green Bay? They just can't seem to score.
Yeah, the offensive line situation is, you know, locally there's been a lot of chatter about that. They've had some injuries. They've had to move guys around a little bit. I mean, Elgton Jenkins to me is great at guard, not so much at tackle. But they're having to play these guys out of position and without a lot of help. And, you know, obviously the design of the offense you'd think would be catered around Aaron Rodgers' strength. But right now it's just not happening. And they're not getting the backs involved the way they probably should. The receivers are still a work in progress very much. Tight end's been a hit or miss so far. Rodgers hasn't been himself in terms of, you know, that pristine execution that we're kind of used to. And obviously the relationship with the young pass catchers has to be explored. But to me, I think it starts up front. And this is going to be a really interesting challenge for Matt LaFleur in terms of figuring out what is our bread and butter? What do we do best? And how do we execute that while knowing teams are going to try to take that away as well? So yeah, they're in a tough spot. I don't know what to make of this NFC North right now. Are the Vikings for real? But certainly they've already beaten them once and have the leg up in the standings.
Do you get the feeling that the Jets have finally figured out a way, a little bit of an identity? Like, they like playing for this coach. They're young. They're putting some pieces together. Do you get the sense that this is what's going on in New York, or is it just, hey, a couple of games went our way and we got a little winning streak going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been fun to watch. The young players like Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall have been tremendous so far. And yeah, I mean, I think after the opener, people thought, okay, geez, you know, the Ravens are just a different class of football team. And, Yeah, I mean, a wild win at Cleveland, but no one really, you know, knew what to make of that one. They lose, I think, was it the Bengals game right after that? But ever since then, they've been pretty lights out. I mean, defensively, too. I mean, that's really been the biggest thing, I think. And, yeah, they're putting up points, and Zach Wilson's back. And, you know, you can win a game when Elijah Moore has zero targets. And, I mean, that's, you know, those are the kinds of situations you want to be in where, you know, you have enough playmakers where one guy who was sort of seen as an emerging player, not getting even thrown to, isn't really a huge storyline this morning because they finished the game so impressively. So, really credit to Robert Saleh, done a really nice job there. Like you said, they started to form an identity here with the two backs, the multiple threats at wide receiver, Wilson making plays, still, you know, making us hold our breath every now and then. He still has some sketchy plays here and there. But defensively, as you said, I Sauce Gardner has really stepped in and looked the part of an NFL pro. And there were scouts out there who had, you know, some reservation about whether he could, you know, move with quality receivers, but he has so far.
Is it fair or unfair tonight, this early in the season, to look at Denver's game tonight as this, not a must win, but very close to it if it's not going to be that?
Yeah, boy, I mean, we've seen plenty of Denver prime time
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not all that pretty either, but, I mean, look, I think they'll be fine winning games like they did against the 49ers. Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd love the Wilson talk to kind of cool down a little bit and have him get in rhythm and win games. That's why they paid so much to get him, right? Not just money, salary, but also the draft picks as well. But, you know, this is obviously a tough spot. You lose this one, you're 2-4. You've lost, what, at that point, you know, multiple division games. And there's probably a question, again, about your offense and the viability of this group and stuff. So, boy, yeah, I'd say it's, I don't know about must win, but, you know, pretty darn close to that in terms of cooling some of the pressure around, you know, this team right now and a first-year head coach and Nathaniel Hackett, who's frankly had his credentials called out publicly.
Yeah, without doubt. Eric at home at NFL.com. Always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, enjoy the rest of the day, man.
You got it. Eric Edholm again. Good stuff. Used to be with Yahoo Sports, now with NFL.com. That's where you can read him. Always liked his stuff. Good to come on to get a little buzz around the league. All right, coming up next, a little bit of news out of the NFL in the city that I live in as we continue on Wake Up Call.